Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. As a punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose he had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom until his 21st year, if he could learn to love another and ever her love in return. By the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast? It was the worst of times. It was the worst of times. Again, that's the thing about things. They fall apart, always have, always will. It's in their nature. So an old man washes up on a shore. He looks like a punctured football with its stitching split, the leather kind that people kicked 100 years ago. The sea's rough. It has taken the shirt off his back. Naked as the day I was born are the words in the head. He moves on his neck, and it hurts too.